Just a reminder, you can watch full episodes on my app or join me at joycemeyer.org. I'll see you soon. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. I thought I'd get a good response on that one. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. This peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. So now we're going to take this scripture apart this weekend, and I want to start by just saying a few things about this scripture. No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper, but every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, which none of us enjoy that, do we? Nobody likes being judged or criticized. It says, you shall show to be in the wrong. But on the practical side, for a Christian's life, how do we show those who judge and criticize us that they're wrong? Do we defend ourselves? Do we get mad at them and say equally bad things about them? No, none of that works, does it? You know, the Bible says that when Jesus was insulted, he didn't offer insult in return. When he was abused, he didn't abuse in return. But he trusted himself and everything to him who judges fairly. So the bottom line is the way that we show those who judge and criticize us that they're wrong about us is to behave in a godly way instead of letting what the devil did through them cause us to act like him. I'm going to say that again. You see, what we're so tempted to do is, well, you're not going to talk to me like that. If you think you're going to do that, then I'm going to do this to you. Or I'm going to cut you out of my life. Or I'm going to tell everybody what you did to me. Well, all we're doing when we do that is, first of all, we don't war with human beings. The Bible tells us that our war is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. Now, that doesn't relieve people, any of us, of our responsibility to not let the enemy work through us. But the bottom line is all evil everywhere in the world, all bad things that happen, the source of those is an entity that the Bible calls the devil, Satan, the evil one, the deceiver, the wicked one, on and on and on. We don't like to talk about the devil. Who likes to talk about the devil? But the sad thing is, in some churches, because talking about the devil is a little unpleasant, they don't talk about the devil. And I was in a church for a lot of years and went on a regular basis, and I never even realized that the devil was real. I thought he was some kind of Halloween character. You know, you put on a red suit, carried a pitchfork, and had a long tail, and that was the devil. I mean, I knew that there was a devil, but I didn't know that he could be or was a real problem in my life. And so the first thing you want to do when somebody judges and criticizes you is pray for them, because they need an understanding and a revelation of how dangerous it is to judge and criticize other people, which it is a very dangerous thing to do. I know none of you do it, so I don't need to stop and have a sermon about that right here, but I'm just kind of throwing it out there that it's a very dangerous thing to do, because the Bible says that the way you judge others, you'll be judged in the same way. The way you criticize others, you'll be criticized in the same way. So always remember that if you want the benefits of this scripture to work for you. See, a lot of times we read a scripture and we want to take the benefits, but we don't want to do the part that we need to do to have those benefits. You know, we have a bad habit of just picking parts out of verses. Well, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The Bible says that. The devil's under my feet. He's defeated. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. But the way you do it is by behaving in a godly way, so they can't find fault with you, rather than letting what the enemy's doing through them cause you to turn around and act just like the enemy to them. Amen? This peace, four things here, and these are really our four messages. This peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition is the heritage or the inheritance. And you know, an inheritance is a wonderful thing because you get what somebody else earned or worked for. That's a good thing. So we get a lot of stuff that Jesus earned and worked for and suffered for. And they come by faith, but true faith also produces a certain type of lifestyle. We don't change overnight, but anybody who has a real, everybody say real. Anybody who has a real relationship with God will change little by little from glory to glory. You cannot be born again and never change and just stay the same way, because you have Christ living in you and you just can't be comfortable with that kind of a lifestyle. And I particularly like the amplification that the Amplified Bible brings out at the very end of this verse. It says, that is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And the servants of the Lord that he's talking about is not just somebody who goes to church occasionally and sits on a pew or has a bumper sticker on their car with a fish on it or wears a cross around their neck to work. The servants of the Lord that he's talking about, who have this heritage and who can really believe that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, is those in whom the ideal servant, capital S, talking about Jesus, is reproduced. Now, before everybody gets scared, here's what that means. It just means that we need to be serious in our commitment to our walk with God. There are millions of empty, lonely, confused people who go sit in a church somewhere every week, and yet they don't really, yes, they may even be born again, but they're not serious. They're not really committed. They're not going after it wholeheartedly. And the Bible says that the first and the most important commandment is you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. Everything. We got to love him with everything. So I want to encourage you to be wholehearted, full on, go for it, and let God do the work in you that he wants to do. And let me just say this. If there's any area in your life that you have not been willing to open up to God, why don't you make the decision tonight to say, God, I want you to get in any area of my life that you want to get into. No rooms are closed off to you. No subjects are closed off to you. Because surely we can believe that God's plan for us is better than our own plan for us. Amen. Now, Satan wants us angry, filled with unforgiveness and bitterness, lashing out at all the people who've hurt us. And there's not a person in here that hasn't been hurt by somebody. And Satan wants us to be divided. Man, he loves division. He loves to tear up families. He loves to tear up marriages. He loves to tear up friendships. He wants people at work to be against each other. He wants people at church to be against each other. And we've got to wise up and see what the enemy is doing and say, no, I am not going to be part of that.
Want to hear more from Joyce on this topic? We've got you covered. Visit us in the Joyce Meyer app or at joycemeyer.org today.